Welcome back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communication Supervisor for the District, and you are listening to Episode 19. This week, our guest is the new Assistant Superintendent, Olympia Della Flora. Thank you very much for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here with you, Matt.
Good. I like to start each episode by getting to know our guests and their journey into education. So if you could just tell us your background in education and pretty much your career leading up to your position here.
So if you heard me speak at convocation, you will know that it was destined for me to be in education. But I will say my mother was a public school teacher and my father was a bus driver for public schools as well. So being part of the educational system is something that, you know, I remember from being very young. And then I went through a stage in life where I did not want to be a teacher because that's what my mother was, and I wanted to do something different. So I did start college, and I was in engineering at first, and then switched over to pre-med, and still wasn't really feeling like that was my element. And unfortunately, I had a tragic loss while I was in college of my younger brother who passed away suddenly, and then there was something after that moment that said to me, like, I wanted to do something that had more purpose. So I ended up switching out of pre-med into biology, which is what I have my bachelor's degree in. And then shortly after that, I went and got my master's in K-8. And I did a little bit of teaching in between high school biology, and I really enjoyed it. I didn't think I was old enough to be away from the high school kids, so that's why I decided to go back and get my degree in K-8. But it's been history ever since then. I became a teacher, and then worked my way up through being an assistant principal, and then assistant superintendent.
Awesome. And you're not from here originally in Marion, but you have worked in Ohio before, right? So could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I'm actually born and raised in Columbus, Ohio. Lived there for 40 years, and then I did move to Stamford, Connecticut, which is where I was an assistant superintendent before coming here. Okay. And now I'm living in Marion, getting to know Marion City schools very well, as well as the community. So I really wanted to get back to Ohio, especially after the pandemic, just a lot of change, and wanted to get back closer to family. So that was initially why I started to look for jobs to come back to Columbus and area.
So that's a perfect segue to my next question, which is, what was it about the Marion City School District that made you want to come here?
Yeah, so some days I ask myself that question even now. Again, I had started to look for open positions, and, you know, there has to be some draw for me. And really, I knew nothing about Marion, but one of the things that really intrigued me was it is a smaller district than what I'm typically used to working in. Also, just the location of the town was pretty unique to me. I couldn't really determine if this was a urban city or if it was a rural city. And it's just really unique in the way that it's placed. So I thought it would give me an opportunity to expand, you know, my experience of working in a smaller district near a rural area. There were also a lot of programs that I really have not had experience with that I was interested in. And I also knew or have seen that they needed help around student behaviors, which is really my passion and something that I do believe that if the right systems and supports are in place, that all students and staff can be successful. So I thought that maybe some of my expertise I could lend to this district.
Tell me a little bit about the challenges you face with your transition to coming here. Because obviously you had to move states, and then you sort of started toward the end of summer, so right before the school year started, so you had to really get up to speed quickly. So can you just kind of talk about that transition, what that was like?
Yeah, I'll say I will just, you know, treat it as any transition through life. You know, we're not always, we don't always have the plans laid out for us. Yeah. I do think that the move from Columbus to Connecticut was a huge move for me, not only because I was moving from being a principal to an assistant superintendent, but because I also was leaving my hometown in the Midwest and moving to a whole different culture out on the East Coast, right outside of New York City. So that was a huge just culture shock for me, in the living space as well as getting to know a new job. So with this transition, I felt a little bit more comfortable because I had already had that experience now as an assistant superintendent. And I also had the experience of moving to a new town where I didn't necessarily know anybody. Marion is on a much smaller scale than what I experienced when I moved out to Connecticut. But, you know, it's really been great. I've met some really nice people. I have noticed and observed that Marion City Schools has a lot of employees and staff and families that are really dedicated not only to Marion City Schools, but also to this community. And I think that that is something that can drive any leader to want to work in an organization when you know that you have people within the organization that really truly care about it.
Yep. So now talking about the district itself, what, since you've been here, we've just finished our first half of the year, basically. So what do you think in your time here so far is the greatest challenge within the district, and then some of the strategies that we're implementing to address that?
Yeah, I think now being here for a semester and really trying to get around and understand, you know, some of the things that have happened in the past and some of the places that we would like to go in the future, I think the greatest challenge right now that Marion City faces is just overall staff retention. And I would say mostly at the senior level. You know, as you know, we had a lot of transition last year with the superintendent leaving, assistant superintendent leaving, our director of teaching and learning, and HR. So that is like a huge hit to any organization to have that number of people leave from your cabinet level or your senior level. So to me, it's probably just that consistency. And also, you know, with teachers, how do we retain our teachers? How do we help teachers feel supported, that they do want to remain a part of Marion City Schools? You know, as you know, with the teacher shortage, being a teacher, principal, superintendent, you know, it's a hot market right now. So we have to figure out as an organization, you know, how do we get that buy-in? How do we build that culture within Marion City Schools so that people want to be a part? And I believe that, you know, if we can retain our staff, ultimately that helps our students with familiarity and building relationships. It also helps our families. And also I think it helps our staff and our teachers. So for me, it's going to be, you know, how do we build those relationships? How do we help retain staff? How do we put some systems, processes in place that, you know, will outlive whatever people are in positions, just to make the district run smoothly? Some of the things that I would say that we have in place, I know we're undergoing the equity audit. So having an external person come in and kind of take a look, who's also looking at other school districts to give us some feedback where things that we're doing well, places we have gaps, things we may need to work on. I think that those are going to overall help us. Also, I think just the things that Mr. Mazzi and I have done of meeting with various stakeholders around, I guess you could call it a listening session, you know, what needs do they think they are? And so we're trying to take all of those little pieces of the puzzle and put them together to get a better view as to where we need to go as a district.
And obviously those challenges aren't unique to here. Everyone's kind of dealing with those kind of challenges. So it's some of the ideas and some of the things that you guys have been doing so far, I've been really impressed with. I think it's going a long way so far this year. What do you think is the greatest strength that you've seen in this district compared to other ones that you may have worked for?
Well, I thought about that question. I don't know that I can choose one because I'm right on the fence with two things. So if I could just offer two.
Yes, you can do two.
Okay. So one, I want to circle back on what I just stated is that this district really has good people. We have, like I said, dedicated people. We have people who care. We have, you know, staff that go above and beyond. And when I say staff, I'm not just meaning teachers. You know, we have bus drivers that have been here for several years that know generations of kids, as well as our food service workers. So when I say good people, I mean we have good people across the board. Right. And again, I have just learned in my experience that people will go through lots of challenges at the job if they feel supported. In the work that they're doing. So obviously, even with the turnover, there are people here who feel committed to this district. So that to me is a huge strength. The second one is there are really a lot of resources that we have in Marion City Schools. Definitely. And I think coming from much larger districts, so Columbus is about 55,000, or it was when I was there. The district I'm coming from in Connecticut was 16,000. So coming to a district of about 4,500, I was thinking, you know, they probably won't have as many resources as larger districts have. But I've been highly impressed with the facilities. The buildings are immaculate, and that is not necessarily the case in larger districts. Right. And then our CTE programs, our career tech programs that are available, and all of the resources, such as we have our school counselors, we have our ESPs, our social workers, we have a lot of community partnerships that benefit our students and families. And to me, it's almost overwhelming the number of resources that our students have access to. So I don't think that we tout that enough. Mm-hmm. Just within the community, all the organizations that provide services and supports for our families, that is not always typically the case in other school districts.
Yes. So it's fair to say that there have been a number of misconceptions in the media over the last year or so about our district. We've had a lot of attention locally. As the assistant superintendent and a person who is not originally from Marion, I'm interested to get your perspective of how you would describe our district based on what you've experienced in your first year here. Kind of compare and contrast maybe what you might have seen before you got here to what you see now that you're in it.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you asked that question. We've had communication in one of the groups that I'm participating in this year, Leadership Marion, and we talk about, you know, the message that we send about our organizations. And really the message that I heard about Marion City Schools before I got here was not so good.
Right.
And again, for me, in my past experience, I know when you're looking from the outside in, it's not always what it is from the inside out. So in my own experience, when I was a principal, I worked at a really rough school that had a really bad reputation. I had heard terrible things about it. And once I got there, and just like I said, the staff that worked there, the dedication of the people who were there, it really is probably one of the best places that I've ever worked. But the outside picture of that school is not what the inside is. So I was already coming in with that, and I had met a few people through my interview process. And that was just not the same message that I was getting from the things that I was directly observing. Now that I'm here, I definitely do not think that that is the correct narrative about Marion City Schools. I do think that we need to continue to do a better job of also sharing the positive things that are going on within the school district. I'm very happy to be working here. I enjoy the people that I work with. I think that there is still a lot of room for us to grow, and I think that we will get there. But I just always say, you know, it sounds the old saying, don't judge a book by its cover. You should really take the time to get to know people, get to know a district. And, you know, unless you're walking in those shoes and you're, you know, living that day to day work that's happening in a school district, you really don't know what's going on. But we also have to be mindful that, you know, everyone's perception is reality. And so maybe some students or some staff members or some families have experienced some negative things, right? That has shaped their perception. So we may not be able to take those things away, but we certainly can continue to try to work to make those things better.
Exactly. Then this is one of the last questions I always ask everyone. So what is your favorite part about working for MCS so far?
My favorite part is going to be the people. But I know I keep saying the people, the people, the people. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's really what makes a difference. And like I said, everyone here has just been so welcoming and, you know, having to jump in right before school started. Right. People have been helping me understand things around technology, things around data, things around our programs, things around systems and finances and all of those things that you have to learn to do as an assistant superintendent. And, you know, again, sharing that knowledge, having those collaborative conversations, those are things that are going to make any organization better. So I'm just thankful that I'm in a place where I know that if I need help, people are going to help me. Yeah. And, you know, if we have failures along the way or things don't go as planned, we know that, you know, failure is feedback. And we will just take that and we will reflect on it and we will figure out what our plan B is. But I really enjoy the people here. I like the climate of Marion City Schools. And I do think, again, there is a lot of work, good work that's already being done, but I also see a lot of opportunities for us in the future.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate you taking this time out today.
No, thank you, Matt.
No problem. That's it for this week's episode. I want to thank our assistant superintendent, Olympia Della Flora, for coming on the podcast today and sharing all of this great information about our district. Until next time, I'm Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prexy Podcast. And we'll let the band play us out.